middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Simas Shin Chav Gimel, middle of Siv Dalet, on the bottom of page 306, in the different halachas relating to Tzarchei Shabbos. So the Mechaber had said, this idea, you're allowed to tell a storekeeper, give me 4 eggs, 5 pomegranates, as long as you don't mention the amount of money, the amount of measurement, the total amount, to say, oh, look, you know, I owe you 50, here, give me another 50, that's 100. So on Haggadah Sezer Amor, and the Bir HaLocha had explained these two different opinions of Mechaber Amor, to Bechim Beskum Damim, so to regarding a total amount of money, in Asel B'Kaigav, that's also only forbidden in such a case. That is, Shemin that he says, Tem L'Bekach B'Kach Damim, oh, give me for this and this amount of money, and then, you know, then the total will be this and this amount that I'll owe you. But it says, Ramon, not like the Mechaber, if you don't do that, then Shari, then it's actually going to be permitted. Bechem Meschum Midah, so to regarding the total amount of the measurement. Dafka B'Kai Gavna Asa, specifically in such a case, can be forbidden. But if not, says, we continue at Dafkof Nadalad, then Shari can be permitted. You're not allowed to mention money at all, monetary value, the price. That's something that the price is not known. The price is known. Just saying, give me $5 worth of that, then sure, that's going to be permitted. And unless he mentioned the total amount, that's the Zeruah and the Gresa Shri Paragin Tzad. Says Ramah, further, although there are other who are stringent regarding this, the widespread custom in these countries already is to be lenient, or the Skaras, like the logic that we mentioned. Says the Mishaburam, Siv Kotin Tezain. The Ramah says, V'chim b'schum dam, so too, just like the Mechaber mentioned, schum of minyan, so too, schum dam. So he explains, who palgan Mechaber. Ramah is disagreeing on the Mechaber. The Sreelay that he holds, the stom shem damim, Mechaber held that in general, just mentioning monetary value, aslam mitkin ala mention. But who Sreelay with Ramah holds, that can might be minyan davka, schum minyan aser, that just like by quantity, by number, it's specifically a number that's forbidden. The total number is forbidden. But like just a mechaber held, like you know, regular numbers, you're allowed to mention 4 eggs and 5 pomegranates. Okay, and Adin Linyadam says Ramah, same thing regarding monetary value too. Have a little memer. Truth is, says Mishbur, it should have said the Yeshem. Some say, that's just the way of the Ramah. Sometimes it doesn't say that, you know, he's coming to say an opinion that disagrees. Sivkot Yud Zayin. And so to regard the total amount of measurement, etc. What it means to say is, same idea, davka schum mida, specifically the total amount of the measurement, that he's making with a calculation that includes gamim and daisim, I already have, owe you 2 gallons already. But just saying, you know, a certain measurement, a gallon, it's really like, oh, Ramah holds the mutlim mitki. A lot of mention, hey, can you give me a gallon of water. The Hoshi is Gemida. This is mentioning measurement. The Rakhla Samana Ba'alma. It just as a sign. L'idia Allah Yikam Otach. It's just letting him know how much soda he wants of him. L'ishim do Tavka that not that he should measure a liter. V'adas B'gemar Laskar Shem Mida. I think Gemara says now I'll mention the name of the measurement. Hayinu V'dav She'in O'ilam V'rigim Limdu. That's something that's not normally measured in the measurement. Then you're not saying it Dela Samana Ba'alma Nakhda. You're just saying for a certain amount. Because you're mentioning specific. The Mechaber previously that does not differentiate regarding the Sreelay he holds. No, the Mechal Gavna also Gavna Zed, and in all situations forbidden also over here, even if you're not saying a Schum, you're just mentioning Mida in general. Sivka Yud Ches, but that's a Ramah holds that Tafka in the Schum is forbidden. But if not for this, Shari is permitted. Now, this leniency is only for the buyer. That he doesn't violate a prohibition, that this that he mentioned, the name of the measurement, not like we mentioned. A permission for the seller, that he should be permitted to measure it and put it into the vessels of the buyer. That he brought himself out, that you're right, he should either add on or minimize a little bit, that it shouldn't be exact, and then that won't be considered like measuring. Sivkot and Yutaz. And the Avagav the Asav Hulu and Ramah said that even though it's permitted to mention money at all, that's by something that you don't know the price. So then you're saying, Chayzat Chilz Haga. It's going back in the beginning of his words in his comment. For commonly saying, all the kaiman I, we know that Allah has asked last Kedam and Kalai, now mention money at all. Who be Dabashay Mechay you do? That's by something that the price not known. I knew that it's Shayla Dabahu Kitzba, who Psigas Dam. It doesn't have a set price. Then you cannot say Shemash Shayz Kalibah Pasha, you mentioned that coin. Who rock like deal? Come and talk like I want a quarter's worth. because it doesn't have a set price. But like lipsigly done by the mekach, and that he's not coming to set a price for the sale, because shareini idea come yitn le about shir zeh adam. What do you mean? He doesn't know how much they give him for this amount of money. He doesn't have a set price. But something has it's a known price. I mean, that we say you're right. Well, some man actually is just saying, you know, stam as a sign, idea to let him know how much does he need. Comes that he didn't really mention over here a sale for money. And the scene of Malmak, I mean, just telling him how much to give him. And the Ramah said, that although those who are stringent, the custom already in these countries is already to be lenient. Now, says the Mishnah, yes, come out for him. Now, later, some later authorities that hold, yes, Lazar Medina, one should be careful, make halacha. Don't mention a monetary value. And so too, any type of measurement in all situations. Don't say gallon. Don't say. One should not protest in the for someone who's being lenient. But it's appropriate very much to be stringent regarding the shlo lahaskir shemid adam. Don't mention a cup, a quart, or whatever, or a monetary value. Refer to shlo behete specifically that you can do it in a permissible way. You could say, "Malik liza, just fill up for me this cup." Tomorrow we'll measure it. It's something that applies to counting. You could say, "A way of counting of tani kach bekach, give me this and this amount." But ask Hashem dama klal, and then he won't be mentioning the element of money at all. And then they won't come to kach until tomorrow. This is the custom is that they write before Shabbos. This guy left this and this amount of money, and this guy this amount. And tomorrow on Shabbos, when they give the wine, the seller takes a needle, and makes holes in the paper, according to the number of wine that he takes. Because first of all, you're not allowed to be looking at these papers that says the amount of money. These are common documents. Gamasis in the covenant year also making the holes in the paper. Gamkin in the Kil is also not appropriate like a Kila. Sharatin as your test says, look what we wrote in submission memory, Allah is a vey. They didn't find the Rambam, you put on just Rashim Ba'alma. So not appropriate like a Kila. But then says, Mishbruta also lifted the Piskois, may have Shabbos Chamois. You're also not allowed to write on papers from before Shabbos amount of money. The Machab Shabbos is a Kayah. And tomorrow on Shabbos, when you take the wine, you buy it. Manicha Mecha is a Peska, but Machab Shabbos is a Shema Ish Kosavetz Lamekvar. He leaves. The seller leaves the paper in the place where the name of the man is written already from before. The Asalik is because Allah looking at you. Also, now I'll read those papers, like we said. So, therefore, the custom has become to leave a seed or the person's name as a sign, but not a star, not a paper. The Gabbai Tzedakah, now, a Gabbai, I was talking, Evashim, the Tumman, because maybe they permitted papers leading a Shema Ishla is going to put on the person's name as a sign. It's for heaven's sake. It's possible, regarding the kids with a seed or something like that, that's what the early ones did, like just as some type of a sign.
Sif Hey says the Mechaba, maybe Kadayim Makam Makam. Someone brings jugs of wine from place to place. Like Yubim Bisal, he shouldn't bring it in the basket, a bakup in a box, like he does during the weekday. El Yubim Lefanov, rather, he should bring it in front of him. I mean, he should be carrying in front of him, or on the shoulder, or whatever, something like this. That he should change from how he does normally during the weekday. Even if in this change, you don't really have that it makes it lighter with his load. Now, if he cannot change how he normally carries, for example, you might have many guests, but and he has to be quick to bring it in front of them, so then mutan is permitted. Some say actually, but it's better to actually make less trips. And it's actually better to bring it in a basket or in a box at one shot. But then to bring each one independently, one at a time. So some bring jugs from one place of wine from one place to another place. You shouldn't bring it in a box or in a basket the way it does during the weekday. Meaning, to that is to put three or four jugs into one box and to carry it. The looks like a weekday activity. To carry loads. Rather, carry it in front of him, meaning the other in his hand. On the shoulder, that is one or two. That's obviously doing b'shabbos, not like carrying box and boxes of loads. Okay, or whatever. Similar, that it should change from the way it does during the weekday, even if it's not really making it lighter of a load. His words are anything that's similar to this. Yishanam derechel b'chulei should change from the way it does during the weekday. That wording is better type of wording. Now, we said if you can't change, okay, fine, that's permitted. Now, but yeshayim, some say that to actually minimize your walking is better, and better do it in a box. The pasuk yeshayim elu that actually rules like this yeshayim, so I actually bring it in boxes. So you don't have to go back and forth. Because now this is all by makom shein rayin, when people don't see. But if you're carrying it through an alley where that has an eruv, the shkicha b'ram, where there are many people there, and it makes a huge commotion. They're going to say, oh, the tzerchu mavim is like bringing for the weekday, because why is he bringing so much? According to everyone, the might be masa adav, so they carry less at a time is going to be better. The Biralacha de Bemaschal Bechimis Chum Dam and Bechulum, he says the word of the Ramah is not so meduyik. What he means to say is that this that's written in the words of the Mechaber and the name of money, he says, Davkas Chum Dam, the sum total of money. But just regular money is permitted, like we explained already in the Mishnah Berurah. Some of the deer shoes. Issue number 11. It's only from the Mishnah Berurah that the Issa Mekach Memker is also on the buyer. That's why it says that this leniency for mentioning is only on the Lekech. Now, if the buyer doesn't mention the sum total of the money, sometimes holds, it's possible there's not over on the Issa Mekach Memker. And you should be careful not to violate the Israelite on the Meicher, because Britain Shachanach Rab, that's permitted on Shabbos to buy from a non-Jew on credit without setting a price, even though the non-Jew is intending to sell the way he does normally during the weekday. The only problem over here, if he mentions the Schum Damim. Dish number 13. So you now read these tickets on Shabbos. Now, if these tickets that that the buyer sent from before Shabbos is written only just like a sign. So in Siman Shin Zayin, it says you're allowed to read them. Rishon Zalman explains that in such a situation that these peteks, these tags are just like a siman, to let him know that he already paid for what he poured from before Shabbos, that's okay. Dusha number 16. Shulchan Aruch Rav explains that the Mishnah Berurah says that it looks like a Maisa Chol to carry these big packages, that he says because of Zilzal of Shabbos, and also that they're going to suspect that he's carrying packages for the purposes of a weekday. Dish number 17. Mishnah Berurah said that some say that the Mechabed said some say that, you know, to walk less is better. Now, when you have to go quick because you have guests waiting, Mishburetz and Tufkof Yud, that you're allowed to be lenient even if the guests are from that city. And even in such a situation that there's no mitzvah achanas oichem, Shachanach Rav explains, still, since he's, you know, in a rush for their needs, he has to go quick because of that, so they're permitted to carry even in a normal way.